Good morning, happy Monday. Welcome to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. It is the 23rd of October, and I'm joined down the line by Clem Chambers, CEO and founder of ADVFN. It's always 3 a.m. somewhere. Whereabouts are you, Clem, this morning?
I'm on the east coast of the US of A.
Fantastic. Well, we do appreciate, obviously, you staying up or getting up early to talk to us. Now, obviously, you're in the States, but something that's going on in the UK and still dragging on are the talks regarding Brexit in Europe. And, well, look, again, it's a nothing done. Soft, hard, who knows what's going to happen. But the problem is it's worrying UK businesses, and they're looking at potentially of cutting back spending because there is uncertainty in the market. What's your taking all this dilly-dallying that's going on between the UK and Europe?
Well, when it all kicked off, I said there's never going to be Article 50 or whatever, Article whatever, because everyone in Parliament's against it, and it's, and you know, you're never going to get 400 people to say yes when only 100 want it. Mm-hmm. But it went, and they did it. So that was their opportunity to kill it. And now they're going to get the obvious, you know, it's just obvious that Europe is going to say, who are you? Oh, yeah, no, don't, no. Sorry, I'm away from my desk on the phone at the tone, leave your name and number, and I won't get back to you. I mean, why would they? I mean, just why would they? I mean, they've got quite a lot of countries that will jump all over Europe if the UK isn't, you know, nailed to a tree. Mm-hmm. And so they will. They will nail the UK to a tree. I mean, you don't have to look at Catalonia to see that there's a lot of parts of Europe that aren't exactly consolidated. I mean, not just Catalonia, in Spain alone. I mean, there's places in Italy that, you know, want to secede or saying that they do. And then you've got crazy places like Greece. You've got, you know, places like Hungary, etc., where it's all a little bit shaky as far as the EU is concerned. So they can't give the UK any quarter at all, can they? They just cannot give any niceness to the UK. They have to do the opposite. And obviously they can't go around and go crazy on the UK. They're just, you know, play dead. Oh, sorry. Oh, how about this? Oh, you know, passive aggressive. And that's exactly what they're being, passive aggressive. That's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to be passive aggressive. I mean, the EU may be whatever percent of the trade with the UK, but if you turn that around and look at all the countries in Europe, we're just, you know, a minnow in comparison with what they're up to amongst themselves. So they really haven't got much to lose, whereas the UK has got a lot to lose and, you know, will and probably already has already lost a lot. I mean, if you want to look at what Brexit has done, just look at the pound. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how much wealth or potential wealth or how much wealth would have gone on to us in the future from the EU in the value of the pound. It has dropped. I mean, it effectively crashed. And that is the markets realigning itself within a year. So it is going to be like that. Why would Europe cut any brakes? And I mean, if I was the Tories, I would just say, look at these people. This is why we left. This is the exact reason why we're left. Now they're just being silly and spiteful, mm-hmm. and they're being, you know, political, not sensible. And that's why we broke out of this club, because it isn't a healthy place to be for the British, the EU. And now we're seeing these people in their true colours. That's what I would say. But unfortunately, they're dithering. They should just come out and say, yeah, hard Brexit. Sorry about that. We've done everything we can, but they're not going to cut us any break, any slack. They're not going to do us any favours. In fact, they're going to do us the opposite. This is going to be horrible to us, and you're seeing that. And that's what Europe would have been like long-term if we'd stayed. Well, no, isn't it good that we left? That's what they should say. And maybe they will soon enough. But, you know, I can't see why Europe or how Europe can do anything different than just make an example. Or at the very best say, yeah, who are you? No, we're busy.
And something that isn't stagnating and is going somewhere is Bitcoin, breaching the 6,000 marks, trading a little bit below that, I believe, this morning. But the story continues onwards and upwards. And I know you're a Bitcoin bull, and you've spoken about where it could potentially go. But it seems, you know, continually to be a positive story with Bitcoin.
Yeah, I mean, it's just not slathered with middlemen. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of predators in the cryptocurrency space because it's so new, and wherever there are resources, there are predators. But the predation isn't at an institutional level. And what I mean by that is, I think everybody agrees that banks predate on their customers, and it's on an institutional level. It's actually on a regulated level. It's actually the regulator says that's fine what you do, generally. And there's all these middlemen. Everywhere you look in markets, there are middlemen. Even the blessed regulators are a kind of middleman that costs money. If you look at your bill from your broker, there's lots of little fees from little middlemen or not so little middlemen. Everywhere you go, there's middlemen. I mean, fascinating. I was using a distributed Ethereum exchange, and I just logged into it with my one of my wallets, and it automatically signed me up, automatically switched me on to be able to trade and or invest in various tokens, Ethereum kind of style tokens. I didn't have to do any KYC. It doesn't know who I am. I don't have to send any money. It automatically put me in a position to buy a particular token that raised 100 million a few weeks ago, and I didn't have to do any of that middleman stuff. I didn't have to make any compliance officer's day. I didn't have to explain to a bank where I got my money from and what I was going to use it for, and the experience therefore was, you know, very, very seamless and very quick, absolutely, you know, instant. And that's got a massive power. This is almost like, you know, the laws of thermodynamics. You know, the energy flows to you. In the markets, it's all exothermic. The money is leaving you, never to return for most people. Here, all you have to do is move around in it and be even slightly sensible, and it's coming your way. And that reversal, that endothermic financial reaction that this is bringing, of course it's exploding the whole market, because people go to it and they see something completely different. They see something crystalline. They see something that's positive. The money comes to them. And that's what's generating this tide. But it's still small. It's still 200 billion. It's still, you know, one medium size big cap on the NASDAQ exchange. Mm-hmm. So it's still tiny. But the revolutionary nature of the blockchain, which is the underlying technology to Bitcoin and will be the underlying technology to lots of other things, is what is, you know, making this revolution, which will be, I believe, as big as the internet technology was a revolution to everybody else. It'll be more than looking at one's narcissistic content. It'll actually be, you know, all about resources. And that money's been created in the last few years. That 200 billion is value that has been created much in the same way as digging out $200 billion of gold. And countries that get into it and let their people mine that gold will actually add that to their GDP. China has added over $100 billion of value to their GDP by mining Bitcoin in the last 12 months. No, that's a big win. That's, you know, something like 20% of their balance of payments surplus with America just by making this crazy new thing. So, you know, those that dive head in from a point of view of their countries will actually bring a lot of value to their nations.
Fantastic. Well, on that note, a bit of thermophysics lesson there for a Monday morning. But one thing that seems to be the case is Bitcoin is hot. Clem, thank you very much for joining us down the line this morning, and we look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thanks, Matt.